Livestock producers across Alabama are encouraged to be in touch with their local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office to make sure they are aware of programs that can help on their operations. As a matter of fact, state conservationist Ben Malone explains what your first step should be.
Make sure you have a conservation plan. That's always the first step. We want them to get that roadmap of success on their farm. Seek their local district conservation at their local field office. Get them to come out, walk the farm, try to identify any resource concerns they may see. And then we go from there as far as from the conservation planning aspect. Then we look at that roadmap and say, okay, we may have some financial assistance that can help you get to your objectives on your farm. So if you need that cross fencing or that watering facility, and we have identified that in your conservation plan, apply for our programs, equipment probably mainly for that particular water facility or cross fencing. And then we'll work to get these practices on the ground.
And Malone invites you to stop by your nearest NRCS office to get started.
We have field offices across the state, not in every county, but every county is covered by a field office. So we do have some two-county combination field offices, and we still have some single-county field offices. But we do cover the whole state as far as field offices.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.